All right, y'all. We're gonna try this. Is this the fifth time? I don't know. I'm going crazy with these devices. But I will do this a thousand times trying to figure out how to send a message because I don't have storage in my phone, or my phone cuts off, or my laptop, or my other phone, or my other phone, et cetera, et cetera. I'm gonna do what I need to do to tell you these messages, and be led by the Holy Spirit. So today, at church, children's ministry, I help teach in there, and we have 4 to 7 year olds. It's fun. Champion life. Come out, y'all. And I just felt like something was off. And I was like, man, what is off? What is off? And so I looked at my name tag, and I noticed something that was in the past. It's already blacked out. Let me get there. So this would say limited back and neck because I had limitations physically, because that led to every other limitation that you can think of. And now it's not there on paper right in front of me to reflect, to remind myself that I'm not on a walking cane. That I don't have to get any more epidural spinal injections. I don't need neck surgery again. My neurosurgeon said, not right now. And I said, not ever. The pain I was in, I wanted the neck surgery again because there's stuff in there that's a little unbalanced. But now it's like, wow, I am healed. Of course, I have to not go skydiving or probably not go on a motorcycle. I don't know. It's on my list. We'll see. I know that God's got me. And what I mean by that is my conversation is never ending with God, with Jesus, with embracing the Holy Spirit. God's done everything for you. For me, for us all. Gave his one and only son, Jesus. I mean, think about that. Especially, I mean, it's just amazing. So Miss Tanya was there, and she gave me the Sharpie right away because she saw that in my eyes, how big this moment was. Just to do this, right? It's not a just. It wasn't just a Sharpie. It was something marking right in front of me, reminding me, blacking it out, because that is the dark, that is the enemy. And being able to write so it's visible, so it's there, healed. So, man, I can show you right now. You know, I had a house fire last year, right? Lost everything of my son's, mine, whatever. Those are things, right? This thing was at my mom's house still. I had some stuff in the attic of ours, too. This was my walking cane. I could spend another hour with you and show you pictures, show you things that are not so nice, or what my body has been through. But ultimately, the message is, that devices don't like me, and healed. This is gone. What can you reflect to in your past that you have gotten through? Because you have gotten through a lot. We all do. You may feel defeated right now with some things in your life, but that's a feeling. That's not faith. So if you want faith, tackle those feelings. Get through it. Just go through the motions. You have to push yourself. This hasn't been easy. I still have a long way to go. I mean, growth is inevitable. With me, it's just moving forward, going upward. The enemy's underneath your feet. He'll come around. And when you stumble, and when you feel like you just can't walk. Your bones, your muscles, everything's giving up on you. You're in a wheelchair, you're in a recovery center. You're doing drugs. I'm not doing drugs anymore. Went over a year clean. But these are the things that I have done in the past. That's in the past. I'm sharing it to you. Been emotionally, all the abuse you can think of, sexually, mentally, going through suicidal, it's hard to say, things. Depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, all of that. There are things that will trigger you, but when you understand that Jesus is your Savior, you have to really open up, go to the Bible, understand, be led. Don't reject the leadership there. That's what we talked about today in children's ministry. Who are your leaders? Who has been there for you, but maybe you just walked away? God doesn't need a cane. He doesn't want for me to be on a cane. I'm not. It almost had me. And by the way, I was actually, true story, all of this is real, almost caned when I lived in Saudi Arabia. That's another story for another day. I don't think I'll bore you with the messages of love, joy, peace, righteousness. Did I say love? Because God doesn't walk away from you. You walk away from God. He's been there in your absence. He is our Father in heaven. So glorify His name. Don't ignore who gave you the gifts that you do have. And look back at that past one last time and say no more. Say, I'm done with the pain. I'm done being insane. My mind is mine. My heart's not tied down to anything. My soul, well, I need to look up here, huh? So, go to God. Start that conversation. The internet, the Wi-Fi, the everything you need to talk, to have a connection, is there. Reachable. Just start the conversation. This, my friends, surviving a house fire, car accident a month later, living a horrific, horrific time. You can see the tears come sometimes, but I will tell you, that's tears of thankfulness and joy. Because I am here for my sons. Because I am here for my parents. My whole family. Andre, Randy, I love you. Mom and Dad, I love you. Everybody, I love you. No room for hate in my heart anymore. I'm accountable for doing things in my life that were not okay. But God is my judge. And hate is not embraced. It's walked away from. Walk in faith, not by sight. And think of the things that are around you, what you're holding as valuable in your life. The things that we don't need, what is being given to us. And I don't mean that if you are successful and you have nice things. No, I'm saying what you want more and more and more. Because that's not important. Our world is crazy enough right now. But what's crazy is when we value things more than our souls, more than our relationships with our kids, our parents, our husbands, wives, boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever, when that is put there. So what are you, if you're valuing things and other stuff, addictions and all these other things more than your soul, imagine Imagine with faith what will be valued more in your life when you know you're doing things and you need to be doing other things, like taking care of your children or going to work, getting out of bed, not just being an exister in this life. Been there, done that, wore that t-shirt, it caught fire. And yes, I was on a missing persons list during a hurricane in Pensacola. My stories go on and on and on. But what I want you to know is this is possible. Maybe in a little bit, I just noticed critical care team. What is critical for you to go on? What is critical? Think about it. Think about it. Healed. What a special moment. Be blessed.